UK towns are turning car-free travel into a game. What if you could get points and prizes just for travelling to work or school by foot or bike? That's what's happening in towns all over the UK, where more than 1 million people have taken part in a new kind of game that encourages healthier, greener alternatives to driving. For many of us, the car is the first choice when getting around cities, even though we know that more cars mean more congestion, air pollution, and climate change. In England, for instance, only 1 out of 3 adults gets around by walking or cycling at least twice a month. Would they do it more often if there was a game to make it more fun? That's the question that prompted the development of a new kind of game called Beat the Street. Beat the Street has been run in 30 towns across the UK. Here's how it works. First, a lot of little boxes containing contactless card sensors are installed on pedestrian crossings and lampposts. Local residents are given special cards that they can tap on the boxes in the different locations to show they've been there. To earn points, players have to tap 2 boxes, showing that they've walked or cycled between those places. People can play on their own or as part of a school or workplace team. At the end, the highest scorers are rewarded with prizes, including things like sports equipment, handicraft materials, and books. People who have taken part have spoken of how the game motivated them to get out more, and by the end of the trial in Hounslow, a high percentage were doing the recommended amount of regular physical activity. Researchers also recorded a significant fall in traffic on one busy road in the area between the start and end of the project. Getting more people to walk and cycle has proven a tough challenge for city leaders because people love their cars so much. Gamification offers a new way to get round this problem. Instead of making it harder or more expensive to go by car, it's about making it more fun to choose the alternative. Feedback from participants in the project suggests it's a move in the right direction. One woman said, "I was taking longer ways to get home to be able to add some points." A man in his 60s said he discovered places he'd never been before, despite living in the area his whole life. And another participant said her kids didn't want to go to school in the car. Let's hope that the daily trips to work and school will soon be a game we all look forward to playing.